Welcome back, WNST, Tassel Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. We are positively here at Costas. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We got the $10,000 Show Me tickets. We're giving them away. We've had two winners here at Costas thus far. Our friends at Window Nation. I love visors. I'm a visor guy, like golf visor. But I did look like I was dealing cards with the mayor a couple weeks ago. I put a little shade down on me. Looks like I'm, you know, so I'm not going to wear the Window Nation app, but they are doing our windows. Got a special going on all month long as well. We'll be telling you about our friends at Goodwill, and somehow Chloe and I have lost my little Goodwill bus, my little truck that we're going to put stuff into, but I do owe them a phone call and a truck up. And we have a new sponsor moving forward into all of our activities in August, and today's our last sort of sit down before we'll try to lose a little bit of weight for 2 weeks here. I'm going to try to get some salads, get hydrated.
Going on vacation.
No, I'm not. 31 crab cakes, 31 days, 31 breweries. Mike McDonald's going to come by here from Key Brewing. So I'm going out. I'm hitting a lot of your places. Marshall Weston is here from the Restaurant Association of Maryland. And we're beginning your campaign, which is Restaurant Week in September. Never too early to talk about it.
That's right.
But the other 51 weeks of the year, and sometimes you extend 2 weeks, but the other 51 weeks of the year, Costas is here. Places are here just like Costas. Family-owned Maryland establishments. I'm going to see them all over the state.
Yep.
Where people are working. People are making money. We're bringing fresh food in. We're creating things, creating memories. This table was set up for like 20 people for a crab feast. But you, every single day, you have been dealing from the beginning of the pandemic, before that, with how can we make this better? How can we make restaurants better? How can we get it more vibrant, keep costs down and all that? But yep, that's at the center of what the Restaurant Association of Maryland does.
Yep. Day in and day out, we're just trying to help restaurants do the very best that they can, keep people employed. And, you know, it's hard. You know, it's things have not gotten easier. You know, I don't like to be the doom and gloom guy, but there's some reality here. You know,
we've lost some restaurants.
Clearly.
Yes.
And, you know, those that want to come in and take their place, it's just a lot more difficult now. You got supply chain issues. It's tough getting enough employees to meet demand. So, but the good news is the demand is there. People like to go out to eat. They love coming to places like this. They love restaurant weeks. They love just any reason to go out and enjoy their local restaurant. And restaurants are trying to deliver on that. It's just still a bit of a rough road.
All right, let's go industry here. A global challenge is obviously workforce costs, right? I mean, just along the line, cost of product, but cost of everything, right?
Everything.
Whether it's napkins, whether it's ketchup on the table, salt and pepper on the table, you know, licensing, taxes, like all of these things. For you, what comes to your door the most at the Restaurant Association of Maryland? And it's been maybe 8-9 months since you and I have talked. Mm-hmm. Things have changed in that we're out again, right? I mean, and the berms that have come into all the cities all over the country, there's been a lot of change in the industry, right? It's still sort of right sizing and right setting, right?
Sure. And, you know, we got to think back before all the pandemic, you know, people wanted to come to a restaurant like this, like here at Costas, then they wanted to sit down, be waited on, and that was the end of it. They would never really think about takeout, right? But every restaurant in the state of Maryland had better have they need to have their takeout game figured out, and they need to be on top.
Curbside, the word was it like an Outback Steakhouse. The first time I saw the word curbside, because they used to have a couple of parking spaces, maybe like in front of Chili's, but I think that was almost a chain thing, curbside, because the chains had a system for that.
Yes,
they had
they
a side door. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You could take a steak to go. That I don't remember a lot of local businesses other than pizza joints,
right? Absolutely, right? Or your takeout seafood places, right? We're all familiar with those.
But we call it a carryout where we are, right?
Right, but, you know, we're post-pandemic. It's curbside now, right? Like you said, it's all fancy
words.
It's a thing, but you know what? The public demands it. They want the idea of going to their favorite restaurant and being able to get carryout, takeout, whatever you call it, and it better be as good there than, as it is in the restaurant.
Some French fries aren't going to make it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some things don't do well. I mean, they just don't. I mean, I learned that during the pandemic too. But then I think a lot of places rethought what would do well.
That's right. Yep. They looked at their menu and they said, listen, we can do these 10 things really well, and that's all we're going to offer. And when it comes to takeout, because you know what? You're hurting your brand if you get that take-home container to your kitchen table. Everybody opens it up, and then what? If you're disappointed, your brand is hurt. So restaurants really figured out a way to figure out, number one, what items can they actually get on a weekly basis because of supply chain issues, and two, what can we do very well when it comes to takeout? So, you know, that continues to be a big challenge, and then certainly, you know, just having enough employees, that's just, that's a topsy-turvy world that we're in. It's not just restaurants. It's all industries are, do we have the right people in place to be able to execute what we need to do? And restaurants continue to struggle with that, just like everyone else.
You know, as I get older, by the way, Marshall Weston here from the Restaurant Association of Maryland, they are sponsoring our Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Even though it's a crab cake tour, I ordered a chicken Hito. So, I said Hito to Marjorie and Chloe, and they're like, what? I said, give me one of them gyros. I want a gyro. So I'm going to have a gyro before it's all over with down here. We're at Costas. You know, the Crab Cake Tour concept, I put this thing together as a conversation tool. And then I go out last year, and crab's $55 a pound, right? Mm-hmm. I was down at Tillman Island, and they didn't have crab cakes in the restaurants because they're like, every piece of morsel of crab that we pull out of the water here, we're shipping up to the city at $55 a pound, right? Because nobody down here is going to pay $40 for a crab cake, an 8-ounce crab cake. And that's what was going on last year. I think the thing I learned the most about all of this was how similar small businesses, local businesses, that there is, in every place I've gone in, there are locals, regulars, people that keep these places going, where there's somebody in the bar or the restaurant where the wait staff knows their name, that a lot of places really do draw the cheers. I'll use that as an example, that like there weren't a lot of things you could do for a couple of years going to your corner bar, your favorite restaurant, going back to Amici's in my case, and sitting down and finding Amici's with an alley in the back and new art up and different things. Real entrepreneurs took this period of time, and if you're going in now, you're finding a cleaner restaurant. You know, you're finding new things on menus that I think everyone that's still here has worked their ass off to still be here, and they've made changes because they had to make changes. You're going to find a better experience, I think.
Restaurant people do one thing better than anyone else, and that's adapt and give people what they want. Right? So they're always able to change quickly.
Nobody orders the meatloaf. Take it off.
Get it off. There's no reason to have it. Right? Exactly. And one point I want to bring up, you talk about how the employees look at the customers that come in on a regular basis. I just want to remind everyone, it goes both ways. That customer coming in feels nothing but love when they come in and see the same bartender day after day, week after week, or their favorite server or their manager running around. So we all kind of play a big part in this ecosystem where it goes both ways.
I walked in here an hour and a half ago, and I had my stuff, and Karen knew I was a little late. Karen's a bartender. She yells at me, "Hey, Nestor!" And the four people at the bar are like, y'all know each other? Yeah, kind of, you know, a little bit of that, right?
Family. Well, you know, and that's what every restaurant tries to provide, that just kind of that family atmosphere that's fun. And, you know, sure, you get to go out and eat, but, you know, the relationships that we build, that's, you know, that's part of it as well. So you got to say big thanks to all of the, you know, hospitality employees who are out there working in restaurants, doing a great job, and you know, they really what make the restaurant industry go.
Yeah, I feel so comfortable here at Costas that I'm comfortable ordering off the Greek menu or off the pit beef menu. I tell Pete all the time, when you have a place, and I had Simone Phillips from Charm City Table. If you don't know her, she's a lot of following here in Baltimore. She recommends a lot of food. And I said, I fall into the same trap. And I've done this here at Costas for years. I would come here, and I would get the crab cake, or I would get crabs. People come to Costas. I mean, every table here has paper down right now. And I love doing a show where I hear the people cracking crabs behind me. And you get the same thing, and you don't try different things. I've moved on that a little bit. I mean, part of the Crab Cake Tour for me is going to new places and doing new things. And you've given me a lot of recommendations, right? So there's a lot of places. What kind of restaurant belongs to your group, and what does it sort of say about them? And you're always recruiting other restaurants. What a restaurant isn't involved with you? I don't know that it's price or not. Maybe they don't understand exactly what you do. So maybe it's I'm sure you get yeses and nos like everyone else. But moving forward, it's nice to be involved in a group that's doing something like Restaurant Week to promote restaurants, right?
Yep, and when just kind of looking ahead here a little bit to your August Crab Cake Tour, you know, you did it last year, and all the big names are there, right? You know, you certainly some. What I think you're going to see this year are members of our association, and you know, just throughout the state of Maryland, different restaurants that are the, you know, I don't want to call them really small, but the small, real neighborhood you might not have heard of restaurants. That everybody,
that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's what I'm trying to do. I mean, I'm sitting here at Costas. Everybody knows about Costas. And I'm sending people. And you should order the crab cakes online. Do all that. But I want to shine a light on some places that I've never been. I want to have a new experience. Food trucks are everywhere, right?
Yep.
And,
mm-hmm.
and places have popped up during the pandemic. People have taken a chance and taken a risk to open something new.
Yeah.
In the place that used to be something else.
Yep.
In many cases,
and
right?
you know, we're starting to see that. You know, restaurants that have been around for 20, 30, 40, 50 years or whatever, you know, they decided to close for whatever their reasons are. But there always does seem to be someone with a dream coming in right behind them that says, you know what, I can make this work. I want to take over this place, or I want to start my own place. It might not be the same building, but maybe in the same area. And, you know, that's great for us because we get, you know, a lot of variety here in Maryland, a lot of ethnic restaurants, a lot of small businesses. You know, 9 out of 10 restaurants here in the state of Maryland are small businesses, meaning they have 50 or fewer employees, right? It's not always the big boys.
90% yep. of all restaurants have less than 50. That makes all the sense in the world, right? We think about how many places you go out to eat would have less than, but that's the core of everything that you ever go out and get a piece of food, literally, right?
That's right, and that's, to tie it all in, that's where we really focus our attention. At the Restaurant Association of Maryland, we worry about those small businesses because they're washing dishes, they're cooking, they're bussing tables, they're greeting at the front. They don't have time to keep up with all of the different things, whether it be regulatory, whether it be helping promotion with advertising, restaurant weeks, all these different things that, you know, they need to be aware of in order to keep their business growing and successful. That's where we fill in the gaps. You know, we help them, we do all the research, and we, you know, try to keep them up on what they need to know. So I think that's really the biggest benefit of belonging to our association, is that you really get great information, and it can really help your business do things that you never dreamed it could. Because it's tough when you're stuck in the back all day long.
Well, Restaurant Week, and you know, Marjorie's here, who's my partner in crime, helping Baltimore County get Restaurant Week started. You got the thing going. Give me a little bit of getting it going from the state, because counties were doing it, cities were doing it, extending it out, doing it twice a year during the slowest times of the year, trying to stimulate business where, and it goes back to this conversation I had with Simone Phillips, right? Like, I've been coming to Costas having the same thing all the time. It was a little bit of that Groupon mentality saying, I want to try something new, mm-hmm. right? So the Restaurant Association puts this together. Baltimore County's done it. Let's try a new place, a place I haven't been, and get a prefix, special price, but I'm going to eat something I haven't eaten before.
Eat something.
And maybe at a place I haven't eaten, or maybe I come into Costas instead of getting the crabs, I'll get the special and see how the meatloaf is or the chicken. Gyro. It's a gyro. I know what it's called. Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, one thing we've learned over the years is that the public loves Restaurant Week. It gives them a reason to go out. They love a deal. They love a special. And they love the opportunity to try something new, either at their favorite restaurant, something new on the menu, or, you know, just try a new restaurant altogether.
Or they'll go out twice that week. Or three times that week.
Oh, I know of many people that will plan out their week, and they try to hit a place every single day, whether it be for lunch. Maybe they'll hit a breakfast place because with our statewide Restaurant Week, it's not just all about the fixed menu dinners. We've got lots of breakfast places, lunch places, carryout places. They all have different deals. And there are people that plan it. And, you know, that is great attention for our industry because it just kind of shows where we are. We're everywhere. You know, restaurants are the back. I've said this so many times. My kids repeat it, and they're like, Dad, that. You say the same thing. I can talk just like you. But we mean it when we say it. Restaurants are the backbone of every neighborhood and community. And
cheers. I say cheers.
That's right. And, you know, all of these things go into making that happen. So Restaurant Week, it gives people a reason to go out.
All right. What week is it? Because I've got, in my mind, September 11th is the Jets game. It's also the Styx concert at the Maryland Fair, which I'm going to miss. And then we have the Dolphins coming here on the 18th. And then I'm going up to New England quickly, in and out, around the trifecta. Thank mm-hmm. you, Paul Manna. So I'm going up there. So that's my September for football. The Orioles are going to be pushing for the playoffs. I know this. Ken's here. Yeah. He's smiling. He knows. So it's in September, right?
September 16th through the 25th. There you go.
So, right. So it starts right before the first home game for the Ravens, and it extends through my son's birthday right on into the Libra period of time, which all beautiful people were born Libras, you know, into the end of September. So any chance it gets extended out, or is this and for you, what are you saying to these restaurants about their menus and sort of What should people expect when they come out other than, oh, it's three things for $20 or $30 or whatever? I think this is for the chefy places, and I know I've talked to – this is where they show off a little bit, right?
Absolutely.
This is a show-off week.
Absolutely. We've already had a Baltimore County restaurant has asked us, you know, hey, what are the dates? Because what I'm going to do is I am going to get rid of my regular menu for that entire week, and I'm only going to offer a new restaurant week menu. How great is that? If you're used to going, I'll tease that a little bit. You're going to have to look at the website and find this restaurant.
Out of the 500 restaurants that are up there.
Exactly. So
how many are there?
We're hoping 500 participate this year.
Okay.
And, you know, and it's
amazing.
Just a variety. From a statewide issue, it's the variety that we're looking for.
How the
hell
am I going to eat in 500 places in 8 days after I've done 31 crab cakes?
It's impossible. It's not impossible. It's impossible. So,
well, I'm going to try a couple.
You should.
New.
You got to try something new. At least that's what I do. You know, we kind of get out there, and everybody thinks that, you know, the restaurant association guy, he gets to eat out all the time, and, you know, he knows all the restaurants. It's impossible. Over 10,000 restaurants here in the state of Maryland.
See, you're a guy, like, I'm not even allowed to say, hey, have you eaten anything good lately? You're afraid of offending people. You know what I mean? What's the best thing you've eaten in the last 6 months at a restaurant association? Plug one place, one dish. Just give me something that I need to go there and eat it. Come on, dude, you're the restaurant association guy. You got to know this, right? You got to be one place.
Well, look at that. Look what just came to the table,
look
how I get to avoid that question.
Why are you avoiding that question?
My wife made a wonderful chicken dinner last night, and that's all I can remember because I'm getting older. I can't think that far back.
My wife made me a cheeseburger last night on a real outdoor grill after the rainstorm. Yeah. We had an ice cold beer. My wife made a thing this week, so I'll plug her because it's almost like I have this delicious, it's a crab cake tour, and I'm here eating gyros. I'm having a dry. Oh, you give me a fork. Thank you. You know me. You saw the way I ate that swarm in Amsterdam a couple weeks ago, wearing white all over me. So my wife comes back from a couple weeks up in upstate New York with her sister, and she's always coming up with healthy recipes. My wife is a healthy person. So she bought a rice cooker because my old rice cooker was falling apart, and this is a little thing. And she put some brown rice in there, and she had mint, tomatoes, cucumbers. She made a tabbouleh kind of thing out of this rice dish, and it's delicious. I've been eating it for like 3 days. I ate that with a cheeseburger. You know what I mean? Like instead of potato chips or instead of macaroni salad or that kind of stuff. But my daughter-in-law, this is her favorite thing in the whole world to eat. She doesn't come to Costas for the crab cakes or the crab imperial. Or the pit beef. She comes here, and she has got me hooked on the chicken gyro, as the way the Greek family here would say it. Gyro, if you're from Colgate like me. All right?
There you go. So, and you know what? You can't tell me that people don't come in here, look at this, and say, wow, that's really great. And what do? They try to make it at home, but it's not quite the same.
Because you don't
so they come back.
My daughter-in-law swears by the tzatziki sauce in here. She always makes me bring her home like a shoebox full of it when I leave. Like when I leave today, I'll just bring her a little thing so she can – I think she spreads it on a shoe. I mean, seriously, she'll eat it on anything. So Marshall Weston is here, Restaurant Association of Maryland. They're sponsoring us along with the Maryland Lottery, our good friends at Window Nation and Goodwill. We're taking this show out on the road. This is sort of the end of the road for me, like a Boys to Men song. I mean, a couple weeks. Next week, we are doing a lot of politics in because of the election. I've spoken to so many elected, so many people running for office. We're going to be doing that. And then beginning on August the 1st, I'm doing 31 crab cakes, 31 breweries. We're going to start it today loosely. I haven't been over to Key Brewing. It's about a mile away. I could walk over there. Mike's going to be here. We're going to talk about beer, making beer, and going to beer places. That's another thing. I mean, all over the state, there's an industry there. I was over with Hugh Sisson. He did a benefit for Ukraine over at Heavy Seas, and we brought the food truck in from Cooper's and the Chow Hound. We had a Chow Hound crab cake. So many of the trucks, so many different people doing different things, but we're going to get out on the road. This month, I am featuring, because Chloe's the greatest intern ever, I'm featuring last summer's crab cake tour. So every single day this month, you will see the crab cake we ate last month. Because I can't go back to everywhere twice. I did every county in 30 days. I did 24 counties. Finding a crab cake in Kent County was not easy. There are only a couple places. It's a small place, right? Mm-hmm. Some of these places are tiny counties, but I went to all of them. Caroline County had a crab cake. Wicomico County, Dorchester, everywhere, Western Maryland. So we're starting the tour at Rocky Gap on the first because the chef there got angry that I drove past his place and didn't get his crab cake.
Oh,
so this is how I'm picking places this year, right? Guys wrote me and they're like, how could you possibly go past my crab cake and eat that crab cake? So this year I got chefs hitting me. So if you're a chef, if you got a crab cake, now is the time to throw me a note, ness@baltimorepositive.com, or you can find me and IM me out on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, all of those places. Last pitch for you, and I do want you to come out and have a crab cake during the tour at some point. You have places literally all over the state. Again, I had a crab cake all over the state last year. This year, I'm going to be concentrating more on the local area, but I'm starting west. I'm going to be on the Eastern Shore the third week. In and around, I will make Timbuktu happen. In and around, we're going to make places happen all over the state. Timbuktu is a great example of a place. Legendary crab cake. I ate there. I DJ'd a party there 30 years ago. Had the crab cake, and I remember eating it and being like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. And I haven't been back for a crab cake in 30 years.
Oh, shame on you. That's terrible.
Well,
right?
They're on the list, so I'm going to do that. So I am trying to make my little bucket list as well for things here. But you're not. What'd your wife make you chicken last night? What'd you have?
You said it. She did it on the grill. And she's got the secret sauce or whatever that she makes herself.
Oh, that's
and
good.
Sometimes home cooking's the best, but. We all love to go out to eat, too. It's great to be waited on, and nobody likes to be cooking every day of the week. We're well beyond that in society.
Well, this tastes great because Karen brought it to me from the front bar.
There you go.
Better when Karen brings it. We're Costas. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, our friends at Goodwill, Window Nation, and the Restaurant Association of Maryland, where we're going to be kicking off Restaurant Week. I'm going to get the tzatziki out of my beard. I think I'm making a mess. Messy eater today. I need. You know what? I banned water on the set because we had an accident.
Oh,
we had an accident at State Fair the other day. Ron Cassie. I don't know. I'm upset with Ron. He knows that. He knows. Dumped water all over my set, so give him a hard time. But great stuff last week at State Fair as well. We're back out on the road beginning the 1st at Rocky Gap. I'm going to be making the announcement of all 31 crab cake locations throughout the month. Ahead of time this year. Last year, I winged it. You know that.
Yeah.
Some days were wild card days, and I drove to Annapolis, and I had three places, and I wound up at one. I went to Davis's last year. Then I wound up at the Boatyard after that. And this year, I think we're going to go to Edgewater. They're open in the evening, so you got to go for dinner. I may have a celebrity guest for that one. I'm working. I'm putting it together. You'll be the first one that gets it when I get it.
Thank you. That's great because, having a plan – being able to tease these to the public. They want to know. They want to know your 31 crab cakes, right?
And then they're going to try to talk me out of it. Then the chef's going to be mad. You come to my place and not your place. Next year, I'm going to eat them all. I'm going to have every crab cake. The thing I learned last year is you got to avoid the French fries.
Yeah, filler.
No, right. I picked up 12 pounds last year.
Oh, well,
I don't want to do that.
Filler, that's what I said.
I gained 12 pounds last August, I did. He's Marshall, he's getting me fat. Thank you to the Restaurant Association of Maryland and all of our sponsors. We're Costas, we're going to come back. I'm going to mix it up here. Food in this segment, beer in the next segment. I'm getting on the treadmill here to get ready for August. Beer, crab cake, beer. It's the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. My thanks to Marshall and everyone here at Costas. Back for more on WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, where we never stop talking chicken gyros and tzatziki sauce. Stay with us.